Welcome to One Poem Only. I'm Maggie Devers. On Sundays, we do things a little differently. Instead of just one poem, today I'll read all the poems from the past week. A quiet recap, a second listen, or maybe a first chance to catch what you missed. And at the end, I'll share one new poem to carry us into the week ahead. So settle in, and let's revisit this week in verse. And then, something fresh to close. One Poem Only submissions are now open. I'm looking for poetry that lets the light in, that celebrates rebirth, renewal, and turning toward brightness. Deadline is Thursday, October 30th. Details are in the show notes. Send me words that make you come alive. Places Passing By, by Paige Keller. Sitting on a patio, sipping tea under the sun. Writing notes into my phone through the breeze. Imagining different days and new ways to live. A place where I am me, whomever she is. Some place where you walk by and we are reintroduced for the very first time, your eyes and mine. Our minds far away and familiar. Different now, but two souls the same. A breath of nostalgia, and suddenly there's a smell that I can almost pinpoint, but can never place. I imagine an embrace and a deep inhale of your essence, but say hey. I stay seated. I'm not quite sure if you're thinking the same or counting the seconds till you can turn and walk off to the better places you found while I was drifting so far away. Keeping It This Way, by Swan Mellow. I'm not your property, I rather tell myself than you. Who wears oblivion for shoes, walks without a knowing heart. I suppose it's easier to leave you there without a clue, words unspoken in their truth, better gone and far apart. Don't you ever stop to wonder who's the mistress of this distance? Call me goddess of this state, yet would you ever know? We should be the ending, not like my ancient persistence, not of love, not out of hate. Not fading to ever grow. This much I can answer you. Intimacy won't reappear. Has it ever been of presence while you broke my core? Eyes will slip some knowledge, fingertips soft, now free of fear, claiming just my roaring essence, while denial rules no more. If love were a predator, I'd let it hunt me down. While it prowled, I'd shuffle the leaves just enough to be heard. I'd welcome the weight of its body against mine, and when it struck, I'd go down smiling. Let it take me. Let it tear me open. Let me blissfully bleed my life away as its mouth claimed the tender flesh of my thigh, a mark not of death, but devotion. Because life without love is just survival, anyway. By Mackenzie Hager. Seventh Wonder. Seven wonders of the world, yet I trip like the Leaning Tower of Pisa when you sing out my name. With a 9-2, or rather still, 6+1, the seventh scale of the seventh chord you love the most. What a time to feel this way, even such is time, and perchance God did not rest on the seventh day. Perhaps he spent 7 more hours perfecting your 70th curve. But I do not know this story of creation so well as to whether they were 7 days or they were 7 years. Because a woman as you couldn't have been made in 7 rushing minutes, out from 7 mortal ribs. But my darling, I do know what I'll do for you. I'll cross 7 seas, witness the fall of 7 suns. I'll sing you 7 songs in 7 different languages, 7 7-double-7s. In 7 folds, 7 17s, count my lives. I've got 7 of these, and in each of them I'll choose you 7 times. I'll love you like we're in the 70s, 1971, 71 times 7 million ways. 7 discos, 7 Star Wars, 7 happy days. You're my 7th of perfections, my 7 muses on 7 rainy days. You are my love. The 7th wonder. of this wonderful world. Bills for Bills of Bills for Bills by Charlotte Stewart. They hand me bills for bills of bills for bills, stacked like bricks in windowsills. Pay what you owe, then pay what comes. A tangled song the system hums. A doctor's bill, a phone bill too, a bill to tell me rent is due. A bill for water, light, and gas. A bill to fix my metro pass. I pay a bill to check my bills, then pay again for late fee thrills. They charge me more for paying late, a bill for daring to hesitate. It's bills for bills of bills for bills. A dance of digits, endless hills. Money earned is money gone before I've even stretched or yawned. A meal, a book, a dream to chase? Not now. Another bill takes place. It's bills for debt and debt for bills. A quiet war without the kills. And still I smile, still I sign, still I queue up in the line. Because the world spins, groans, and drills on bills for bills of bills for bills. Garden of Eden by Jan Siri Rojas. Lulling sunbeam through the boughs, soothing ballad of a plum-haired doll, hazy notes of pure joy. Her naked feet wet in fresh spring, icy water against bare sweet skin, a dim lonely shadow dancing to the sun. Gauzy white dress softer than dandelions blown to an open sky, otherworldly feeling of redemption. A honeyed fragrant apricot in milky palms. Juicy flesh that gently stains her wrists. Consume its almond-like pit. Enjoy and die. Today I'm reading a poem I wrote for my birthday last year. What 42 years of life have taught me. It's dangerous to be afraid all the time. Afraid to love, afraid to lose, afraid of yourself. Afraid of your deepest, darkest thoughts. Afraid to know, really know, those around you. Afraid the rug's gonna be pulled out just as soon as something good happens. Afraid to think those thoughts. Afraid of too much joy or too little. Afraid things will never be this good again. Afraid of change. That unrelenting path forward, the march to an inevitable end. Afraid of death, afraid of life. Afraid of what other people think of you. Say about you behind your back. All these fears are dangerous because they are untrue. There is nothing we can control with worry or knowledge or prayers. We can control our fear. We can choose to no longer be afraid by choosing to wake up every day in the wild, wild world, claiming our life as our own, even as fear simmers around us. By Maggie Devers. Be sure to tune in next Sunday when I recite my birthday poem for year 43. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.